She was a bottle blonde, she had a seven zone. When I think about it now, just a cougar on the prowl. She was hotter than hell, had me under a spell. Got that ass doing yoga, didn't care that she's older. Got off the stage and ended up.
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode podcast. This is episode
86.
My name's Joe.
Chad, hello.
TJ.
Welcome to the show.
So what's up, TJ? Alright, so this week, didn't plan a whole lot. We're just going to talk about some of the stuff that happened in the past 2 weeks. A lot of games coming out now. I feel like
a lot of games.
We're at the beginning of that rush that we've been talking about for a while now.
Yeah, what's coming out in the next like 2 weeks? There's COD, Sunset Overdrive just came out.
Yep.
Which Far Cry.
Caught me off guard. Far Cry. Oh my god. Halo.
Halo, Dragon Age.
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. What the fuck? Oh, okay, there's more. There's definitely more.
It's one of those car games coming out we kept talking about last week.
Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac for free.
I'm going to be playing that.
So many games.
I'm going to be playing that.
We're not going to talk about any of those, but we are going to talk about some that did come out.
Today we're going to talk about Battlefield.
I was just playing Battlefield 4. It's dope still.
It's still holds up. Now let's just get into it. I'm not going to...
Do it.
You'll hear what we're going to talk about when we talk about it. Chad, you want to start us off? Do you have console wars?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe we should talk about where we're recording from.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Congratulations, Chad, on homeowner. Sick place.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Sick place?
Of course it's a sick place.
You're in a sick place?
Well, it's got the 4K TV. The man garage, the awesome man garage. You got your own home gym.
Home gym.
You got a sick faucet.
You got a place for your sleep tonight. I love that faucet.
$15 per month if you want to use a home gym, though.
You got a view.
I'll give you your own key.
A view of the kitchen. Watching Mandy chop some vegetables while you're fucking pwning noobs on Destiny.
As I always do.
That's going to be okay. You got
a good look at the X-Wing.
The X-Wing on display there. Beautiful. Just beautiful. It's a great place.
I'll post a panorama.
Yeah, man.
So everybody knows what we're talking about.
That garage is...
It's going to be awesome. Gonna be fucking epic.
Is the Triforce going in the garage, by the way?
The Triforce is going to go above the TV wherever the TV
is. Are you? Okay, it has the honor of making it into the house.
Yeah, Zach, the Triforce is going above the TV as being the pinnacle, the center of
everything. Just, like,
it really ties the whole room together.
Yeah.
Really tie the whole room together.
Yeah, it was just chaos until all three came together and...
Yeah.
Way to go, Zach.
By the way, Zach's been playing so much more. He plays with us every Tuesday at a minimum.
I've seen it. Every time I go online, it's just like, I wish I was in that.
Know what? There's a soft spot in my heart. Like, when I see that you assholes are online, I couldn't care less.
Oh.
But when I'm like, oh, there he is. There's our listener.
<How's that? laughs>
He's playing Destiny. Awesome.
Oh, hey, I played with Starbuck the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Was that the raid you were in? Was he our sixth?
I thought Starbuck was a chick.
Me too.
In the show she is, but...
Or our listener, she's a woman.
Nope, it's a British dude from Liverpool.
No way!
Yeah, what? I had no idea. He started talking.
Haven't we?
And he said, just said hello, and I was like, "What is that?" And he said he's from Liverpool.
Hey.
I said, "Are you Irish?" Like, what?
Are you sure it's not the? Because I think
are you Irish? What is
the Facebook
what
image was a woman?
Maybe it was his wife. I don't know.
Maybe.
Cool, man. Yeah, I wanted to play with him.
Yeah, Starbuck, clarify your identity for us, please.
I talked to this man on the mic.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, my bad.
You know what? If you are a woman, I'm so sorry.
I'm not this
this
man.
Is the first time you've been mistaken as a man. He had a man's voice. It's a dude. Anyways, I don't...
It had a man's voice. It was a dude.
The confusing part is, in the original Battlestar, Starbuck is a man, and then they changed character to a woman.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Validated. I redacted.
Is that why he goes around saying he's a woman?
Maybe. Maybe it was Katie Sackhoff as his picture.
Possibly. I don't know. That's deep.
Yeah.
Her name is Sack Off?
Yeah.
How the fuck... Does this go deeper than that? It was supposed to be a man, it was a woman. Sack Off?
No, it's her real name.
I don't believe it.
She's in a new show called Longmire.
Sack Off.
That's even... Longmire.
It's in on Netflix.
Is she a big mean...
She's lesbo in it? She's butchy.
Yes.
Faux show.
Yeah.
So...
BML?
So...
What? Big mean lesbo. Sop.
Sop.
TJ, what have you been up to? Is that what you're just trying to tell us?
What?
No, I want to hear more about
what you've been up to.
Starbucks.
Oh, I don't know. We played with the dude. He was all right. He was nice. A nice sixth. He listened
nice
to us.
Sixth.
Yeah. That's what we need.
I liked playing in the raid. You know,
played the raid?
I played the raid with Fano, TJ, Zach, and two others that TJ found on some on some search or something.
LFG, yeah.
But everyone was really...
Looking for a group. It's an online service for matchmaking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not really matchmaking. You just find people. But
I was severely underpowered, but everyone was really accommodating. So
he's
like,
level 23.
23?
My bullets did nothing, and it was, I was one-hit death.
Did you get dope shit, though?
No, I got the fucking crown. Not the crown. I got the mask and the boots. What is it?
Dude, that is an awesome haul.
Yeah, but you get the same things every time, right?
You get raid gear. One of three pieces of raid gear. Maybe four pieces of raid gear.
Oh, so there's still more than I can get out of that raid?
Oh, yeah.
He's back in.
Wow.
You need all the, you need all the raid gear, which can go to level... bring you to level 30.
Yeah.
And then there's weapons.
You get four pieces of raid gear and it brings you to level 30.
Three pieces plus an exotic.
Whoa.
I was under the impression that... That I had gotten the raid gear.
No, there's
and like the only up character. The only up you could go was earning the same gear and smelting, earning the same gear smelting, and then just trying to boost your fucking your glimmer.
No, you need all the pieces, and you need to upgrade them, which will take you a while.
Yikes!
And then there's weapons, and then once you finally upgrade, maybe even a little before you get to 30, you can do it 29. There's the hard raid,
yeah,
which is a level 30 raid.
30? Wow.
30?
Well...
You're level 30 now, right?
Yeah, me and Zach's level 30 as well.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. We tried it this week.
Well done.
It took
us... difficult?
Yeah, 2 hours we didn't finish it.
Is Dan level 30? Dan's gotta be level 30.
No, he's not.
What the fuck?
Dan's his pain.
Really, he's so pissed, yeah.
His pain.
Yeah, he can't stand the fact that... Like, I did the raid once, got the arms. Did it again, got the arms. Third time maybe nothing. Fourth time I got the other two pieces that I needed, and Dan just keeps getting the same shit over and over again, or nothing. Yeah.
Well, no wonder
he does it a million times a week because he's got all his characters up and everything.
He has three characters.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's wild.
How many hours is he in? I gotta know.
Well, I mean, it's 150 plus. I mean, I'm.
He was at 170 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I guess he's over two then. I would suspect. That's, dude, if you did the average, it was over 4 hours a day, and that's like 7 days a week since it released.
That's nuts. That's a 4 hours of Destiny.
Just imagine,
per day.
Yeah, you put an 8 hour shift in, maybe even 9 or 10 when it works.
He's locked.
Yeah, you have to go home to the point where, I mean, you barely have time to cook yourself dinner. Jess is probably making him dinner. Because you don't have to, then you gotta go to bed. Like, I don't know, this is crazy.
Ironically,
I'm at like 2.4 hours a day, so I'm not much better off, but...
Wow.
I think I was at 1.6, given that. But I hadn't played for like 3 weeks, so it was a lot.
Yeah, it was 4 hours a day, and then you stopped.
Yeah.
My entire video game life is probably 6, maybe 7 hours a week.
That scares me.
Right now?
I play so much right now.
Actually, yeah, the past week since we moved in, it's been... Like, I turn it on at night, and I play Peggle. Yeah. I didn't have internet till... Actually, it was Monday. We set it up, and I don't know. I didn't want to get into anything because there's always stuff to do. We're always doing something. So I was cleaning the floors, painting the walls, fucking whatever. There was so much dirt in here. Previous tenants were dirt bags, but and I'm related to them.
Oh, really?
It's Mandy's sister.
Is she a avid listener?
Avid listener. No, it was just pretty messy. We've been cleaning a lot, but yeah.
Well, once you commit, like, we're moving, you probably let some things go. Mm-hmm. But, what are we jumping into?
I want to start with Console Wars. You got any
Console
news?
Wars. Go to it!
console wars. What do you got for console wars?
Nothing.
You know what? I've got something for console wars. The fact that your Xbox will truly pick up where you left off and PS4 doesn't.
Tim mentioned that this week.
He did, and I thought, that is a fucking awesome feature. I didn't know either of them did that. I thought they both promised it, and none of them delivered.
To be honest, yeah, I feel like I haven't experienced it with Xbox. Then Tim mentioned it, and I played Netflix, went back to Sunset Overdrive, and I could not believe it was at the exact same spot. I was
okay. Well, that happens on PS4.
I thought what
Tim was saying
with between Netflix and
a game
it'll do that. Yeah,
yeah. But is Tim not saying like you turn your system back on?
It loaded like it was in the background. It didn't. It just snapped and it was there. Like,
and you can turn it on and off. Or off and then back on, and it still keeps you where you're at.
I'm pretty confident that it was off.
It's got to be running in the background.
I'm not sure. Sometimes I leave it on. So
here's the thing: I don't think your Xbox ever actually turns off because of the way it was designed with the Kinect and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's never meant to actually turn off.
It's just always sucking power.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm okay with that.
Yo, Pino.
How many times has it seen one of your penises?
So many times.
Oh, man.
Do you just walking downstairs in the basement?
I think about
penis out in your
gym. No, I move my Kinect upstairs, actually, now with my Xbox and everything. So.
Walking downstairs with my penis out. I got my penis out. I got my penis out.
It's just like that without the song.
The song plays.
In my mind.
In your mind. I'm walking down.
I thought about that recently.
Call of Duty comes out. Fucking... It's probably going to be shit. Oh, it's got no reviews yet.
Live action
video. Xbox exclusive Sunset Overdrive. Have you been playing that?
Yep.
Should we wait? Is that console wars?
Oh, that's console wars.
That's games.
Well, that's games, but
fine.
It's not on PS4, so it's kind of console wars. It's blurred line.
Let's talk about games.
It's getting rated very well. I guess that is console wars.
It is.
Where's the Xbox exclusive? Wait, where's the PS4 exclusive?
It's called Binding of Isaac, and it comes out free. And it's not exclusive because it's on every fucking other platform. It has been for at least 3 years. But anyways.
Tell me about that. I have no idea what that is. You mentioned
Binding of Isaac. It's like an old...
It's the Team Meat treatment of the Zelda model.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so Team Meat makes is the Meat Boy.
Oh, Team Meat. Okay, yeah.
And obviously like their treatment of the platforming and the quick Twitch platforming, like
not platforming.
Mario-esque. Oh my god, Meat Boy is platforming.
No, but...
I'm saying Meat Boy.
Isaac
but,
is not
Yeah, so... They gave the same kind of, it's their treatment of a Zelda original, like an NES Zelda game, which is dungeon crawling, like screen to screen.
Yeah.
And puzzle solving. Yeah, like
you open a door and then go into this little room and then
above down.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking Zelda. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's their treatment of the Zelda model, like that style of game, but Team Meat with all like the love and the, what's the word I'm looking for? I always do this, looking for words. Just the
care.
Yeah, like the
whatever.
Hold on.
You know what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm.
It's fucking. It looks cool. People like it.
I wanted a long enough pause so TJ could find it. But like the the endearingness, you know, like the fuck it.
Whatever.
Just search the thesaurus.
To Zelda.
November...
Figure out the word and insert homage? It here.
November 4th, Tuesday. Yeah,
I guess homage is a good word. Tribute. No, homage is better.
Okay. It's been out for PC. It was out... I think they actually tried to launch it for Wii U.
What? Really?
Yeah. But Nintendo said it was... It's like... It's religious. It's like religious based.
Oh, really?
But Nintendo said like it's too... I guess... I don't know.
Controversial
like, is the probably, word, TG. Yet again, pulling the words out of my brain.
You know what?
That's ridiculous.
The Wii U is almost become like a cool toy to have sitting next to your actual video game system. Like, it's got potential here, there.
But then this comes out.
No, like, for what it's worth, I mean, we'll praise, like, oh yeah, for having a cool game. Like, if you look at Nintendo that way, it's a cool little system. But I mean, it's sitting in my bedroom as the Netflix player until fucking I don't even know if I'm going to skip Smash Brothers. But
you're not going to skip Smash Brothers.
I have no one to play with. I have none of my best friends are playing that game.
I'm not buying a controller.
I'm horrible at it, but I'll buy it.
Buy the one that comes with the GameCube controller, and then we can do the tournaments.
Hey,
that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
You got my message about that guy. Like, you seriously want to put something together? Have you seen that ladder site?
Yeah. Like, if I have to go out and find friends to play Smash Brothers with, I will. Because the game looks fucking incredible. I don't know about going back to...
Regressing.
Whatever it is. Going back to the GameCube version, just as a rule of thumb, like, I'm down for embracing this new game.
Yeah, I suspect when the new game comes
out... Everybody who wants to buy it will get a GameCube controller with it. So, which is weird on its own, but... It looks fucking awesome. There was an 8-player video that they just launched. 8 people on screen at the same time. Looks like so much fucking fun.
Dude, I was really hoping we'd all play Mario Kart, even if online. Or, like, some of us.
I might only be playing Smash Brothers.
I played 3 races, and I got everything I needed to get out of Mario Kart.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, I mean, the battle mode. The battle mode is the multiplayer, really, dude, and it's they ruined it.
We put our PlayStation on, and we connect to the chat through our headphones, and then we flip the channel to Nintendo. We play Mario Kart, just talk to each other, just chirp each other the whole time.
You might be onto something,
man. I did not get the multiplayer experience that I wanted out of Mario Kart, which is the main thing I wanted.
Did you buy it?
I knew it was a bit of a pipe dream.
I have it, yeah. All they gotta do is launch Block for it. Everyone knows that.
Block for it. That's all you need.
They don't have, like, arenas, right? They have tracks.
So fucking stupid.
It was bad.
And yet it gets a 9.
It could be fun. We should still try it. Like, for all the time we spend doing things that are obviously much less important than that, like buying houses and taking care of our children, we should be playing Mario Kart.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Waste of fucking time.
Anyway.
I still feel like I'm sick.
You know what? I will go 100% into Smash Brothers and see where it goes.
All right, I'm right there with you. I'll match you.
Fucking A, man. That gets me so excited.
I'm always willing to die. To be honest, you think about things, something like Destiny. The only reason I'm as interested in Destiny is because everyone I have people pulling me in. Not everyone. I was going to say that, but... yeah. You got Dan and Fano.
Yeah.
So.
Well, why don't we jump into something else?
Yeah.
Death Star, it's a fucking ship. It's a son of a bitch, y'all, and we're building it. It's gonna take us up into the sky. We don't need the earth. We're gonna fucking fly sky.
Movies.
I watched some movies.
I watched movies as well.
I saw some too.
I have not been watching movies at all because Emily and I are just like, let's watch this, let's watch that. And then we never watch anything because we can't agree. So we just sat down on the couch and I just started a movie. And then as soon as that Universal symbol came up, it was just, we're in.
Nice.
And then the next one, it ended. And before she could say anything, just click, click, next movie. Watch 2 movies in a row. I've not done that.
Were either of them Attack the Block?
No.
Because that's my mandatory watch for you. It's so fucking good. I need you to watch it. It's so good.
All right.
And you have to watch it.
Mandatory watch is back. You just revived it. It spiraled down a hole for a while, but I will watch that for the next week.
I'm pretty sure it's only like an hour and a half. I almost mandatory watch it twice. Watch the whole movie and then start it over. It's growing on me.
To be fair, endearing. I've seen the first 20
Dan
minutes
watched
and a half
it,
hour.
Hated it.
Yeah, Dan watched it, hated
what's,
it.
What's the draw?
Yeah, but Dan doesn't like...
It's short and sweet. It's entertaining. It's cool. There's, cool kills. Every single scene is, a cool idea. I didn't intend to talk about this movie, but the ending is totally rewarding. And it's just, I love it. I love that it's kind of, the same kind of Scott Pilgrim vibe, where it's just fun and entertaining for a little while, and you can put it on and watch it over and over again.
I'll give you an... Of course I'm going to watch it, but I'm drunk.
No, you don't need to watch it. I mean, I'm not trying to force anything. It's a fun movie.
If we go back to fucking episode 1, how many times I've said, I guarantee you I'll watch it by next week. Oh, fuck.
You know what, though? It has turned into
3 of those.
I swear to God, it has turned into a, I'm not going to watch it. You're being completely honest with us.
But no. I want to watch Walking Dead. We talked about Walking Dead. I want to catch up on that. Jumping ahead, but... You know, I haven't watched it. I've watched the season finale, so I'm slowly making my way there. But
That's cool. We don't need to talk about it every week.
If you could freeze time for an hour and a half, you would absolutely watch it. Let's just leave it at that.
Dude, I can't wait to watch. Yeah, exactly.
It's just, you can't.
I get home from work and it's like, ah, fucking shit. I gotta paint. All right, I'll paint till I go to sleep.
I've got this strange harmony where I've adapted to a 6-hour sleep schedule. And my wife is adapted to like a fucking 10-hour sleep schedule. What? So
she goes,
she sleeps so long. So she will literally sleep from like 9 to 8 every single morning. And like 9 to 7, I think. 9 to 7:30 she sleeps. Like you know, like it's like...
I'm going to bed. All right, sweet. Yeah, I'm not going to argue.
That's kind of... That's my fucking head. That's where I live, man.
Hey, go to bed. Have a good night.
So, like, literally, like, that happens, and my life is just wide open for movies, TV, games. Like, and that's really the only time, and they all share that time. Yeah. And I'm a big movie fan, and I watch a lot of TV, so that's why I'm playing games less. You know what I mean? So, but...
I'm a big movie fan.
Now that you live together...
And I watch a lot of TV, that's why I play games less.
Because they're all sharing that time. They're all sharing the time slot of, like, 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. every single night.
So you love movies more than TV, but you love games less than movies.
TV's easier. Like, if I am not...
I love TV, man.
Like, if I just want to relax, like, TV, it's TV. Kaboom.
Absolutely. I can't bingo, put myself bango. Into a movie. It's like, we got Netflix. The first time we had Netflix was this week with good connection. And I was just like, let's watch those fucking reruns of Dragon's Den we've already seen.
That's crazy.
And we watched Dragon's Den, just sat back, ate some food. Man, you went and did something else and started playing games.
See, I just have a fondness for movies that, like, I really get into them. I like the creation of them. Like, I can watch a movie and say, like, what's this, like, cool story and special effects, but then I can watch it a second time and start to notice, like, the shots or the camera angles and all that stuff. Like, I just have a fondness for the entire craft. So, I mean, that eats up a lot of my time. It's just movie watching over and over again. But anyway, that's what I'm getting to, is that's my time. Like, if now that you've, like, I know you've pretty much lived with Mandy, but now that you've got a household with her, maybe you can find that kind of that time slot.
She was here. She went to bed at 9. I put on a DVD of Seinfeld and fell asleep. Fell asleep on the couch watching Seinfeld.
That's horrible.
I was so fucking
There's
happy.
So much to watch.
There is so much to watch, but I was just like, I'm going to keep watching this because it literally just, like, it puts me to sleep. Like, I'm happy, and then I go to bed.
I hear you, man. I do the same kind of stuff.
I'm just like, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
A couple laughs, and I'm asleep.
When I, before I was married, I used to, like, sleep at Dan's a lot, and he would get so pissed because he had a,
what?
He had a projection TV or whatever with, like, the lamp.
DLP.
DLP. And... I would always put DVDs on, like, before, like, while, like, I was falling asleep on his couch, and he would get so pissed because I'd be out, like, before that fucking before the opening credits. Like, Dan, I have to watch a movie tonight. It's like, fine, just turn the TV off when you're
the
done.
The bulb.
And I would fucking put a movie on and then fall asleep, like, within 5 minutes, and he would just always get pissed about his fucking bulb.
I got 5 years on this thing.
Nice
day fucking 826. I'm kicking it right in the
5 years minus one day. I swear, I did the exact same thing with my previous TV. Do you not remember that?
I remember that. I remember going with you to the repairman. Yeah, come on.
It's fucking broken.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah, it burns in.
Oh, yeah. It had the touch of red, like, was burning into my screen or something like that.
Touch of red.
Fuck it. Well, there's a reason I don't make those TVs anymore.
Yeah, it was
anyway, but I was like, just sign the paper. Just sign the paper that gets in the new TV, please. Just fucking do it, you asshole. And eventually he did.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I got a new TV. Anyway, movies.
I remember going in there with you and just like, how are you talking to this guy like this? But yeah, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
It was like, give me my fucking warranty, you piece of shit. Like, what is this causing you? Fix my TV. Make me happy. You're doing a good thing.
That was an awesome negotiation.
That was great. You did amazingly well. I was like, oh, okay. I thought I was a scammer, but my God. I learned something today.
So I watched Godzilla, and I'll give you a high five for it's not that good.
Bring your high five lower for it's not that good.
Well, I mean, I thought we're both on the same page. Like, it's not that good.
It's bad.
There was some cool shit.
Bad?
I mean, it's a Godzilla movie. What do you want?
I want it to be the Dark Knight of monster movies.
You're so fucking...
That's what I said.
Your mind is so warped.
At least he's being reasonable. Oh, wait.
Your mind is so warped. There's no Dark Knight of anything. It's the Dark Knight of romantic comedies. It's not. Dark Knight is just the Dark Knight.
That can be said.
Anyway, what it was was a fine monster movie that got overplayed, like, because it was Godzilla and like, it was supposed to be this crazy thing. Okay, well, you know what? The two things that I took from it, cool monster powers, monster abilities. I loved the fact that those weird bat things were... Well, they were EMPs. Like, yeah. They just had a radius of EMP. That was a cool, like, mechanic to work into the movie. Like, that's why they can't attack it with tanks or planes or anything. And
I said one of the things, my mini gripes about this, is even though they had this EMP that they knew of from the beginning...
I don't know why they decided to drive a train right through the fucking thing.
Yeah, they drive the train, they attack it with electronics. Is that Danny? Niggas!
His house?
What up, mate?
A little bit.
We're doing right. Okay, so we're talking about Godzilla.
All right, pause it.
I haven't seen that shitty movie.
I gotta give Danny the tour.
Well, hold on. Let's finish movies up.
We can finish this. I'll jump in late. And I'm Danny.
Yes,
Danny. Oh, I'm just
kidding.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Is that one of my beers?
Yeah.
Don't thank TJ. Fuck you, TJ. Oh, yeah. Hey, here you go, Dan. Come on in.
Chad's house fucking looks good.
You like it?
Mm.
You like it?
Mm.
Yeah.
You need to raise it up. What are you doing with
that? We demoed it.
That's our fucking placeholder TV stand right now.
It's a fucking cabinet door. Yeah. What's in the crates, by the way?
Nothing.
That one's empty. That one has...
DVDs.
No, it has a bunch of shit from my computer desk.
Yeah. Okay, so the monsters were cool. The EMP is cool. The soldiers seem like fucking retards. I mean, they're on
the train. The humans keep attacking the Mutos or whatever with electronics.
Let's not talk about the science of the movie. You know what? I got a really big Jurassic Park vibe at the beginning of it, which I was kind of into. Like, oh, this is cool. They're doing like a Spielberg type thing. But I mean, it's not that good. Godzilla is He's non-event. He's there and they're just like, oh, the Navy ships are swimming with Godzilla for half the movie. But when he does show up, he's pretty cool. He gets knocked down and then you can hear him charging his electric breath or whatever that is. That's pretty cool.
It sucks.
It's just... And you see his
least favorite
You
movie.
See his... no, I'm saying it's not that good, but I mean,
I'm sure there's cool parts.
Instead of breaking things down like we usually do and saying they're shit.
No, as an overall experience, it sucks.
It does. But let's talk about cool monster shit.
There wasn't cool monster shit. Godzilla... I said Godzilla was constantly changing scale.
I'm inclined to agree with you on that.
Yeah,
of the monsters.
You're standing in front... the guy's standing in front of him, Aaron Hillman, whatever his name is.
Aaron Johnson was fine, by the way. Everyone says he was, overacting or some shit. He's fine.
That's all.
Chat to every guy he hates.
So, the only way I can...
That is it.
The only way I can bring value to this conversation is to say that, I don't even know,
Hold on. I have value. I fucking devalue my opinion.
It's not the Dark Knight of monster movies.
That's what I wanted it to be. They made the trailer as if it was supposed to be the Dark Knight of monster movies.
The Dark Knight is not that good.
All right.
Okay.
Continue your piece.
You know what?
Everything you say from now on has no relevance.
It's
The Dark Knight was not that good. Are you fucking serious?
I'm just playing with you, man. It was fine. Not
the
Dark Knight.
The ending sucked, though.
The third act.
Of Dark Knight? Oh, balls.
Yeah.
Right after the hospital scene. Yeah. Turn it off every time, same spot.
That's true, actually.
Every time the monsters landed on buildings or caused destruction, it looked really bad. And I was thinking, are we not ready for this? I'm in all the advancements that we've had in special effects, are we still not ready for a cool Godzilla movie? Because this is failing in a lot of ways. And I was saying, just thinking, you know what? Maybe we're jumping the gun because of how much CGI has progressed, but we're still not ready for CGI driven. I guess Avatar probably even looks dated at this point. But then
I got Avatar 3D. We should try that out next.
We should.
Yes, but then I watched Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Well, you give it to a good studio that knows
this
what
shit
doing,
looks.
Man.
It looks fucking real. This movie is awesome. If has anyone not seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I have not seen it.
Wait,
it's
I've seen them both.
I've seen Rise.
Is Dawn the second one?
Dawn's the second one.
Awesome movie.
Awesome. It's movie. So good.
It is. Really
I was
actually.
Blown away
it's
by
much
it.
Much better than the first one.
I loved Rise as well.
Well, if you loved Rise,
if you loved Rise, you'll shit your pants and cum your balls over fucking.
What is he?
Dawn.
What's the first thing he screams?
In Dawn.
Yeah.
They're
all standing in the forest.
Caesar
like,
owns
he goes,
his
no.
town.
I think he says no.
No. It's awesome. It's so all sick. My hairs on my neck stand up. I was just like, whoa.
And then fucking Koba starts talking and like, and Caesar like, oh, it's so
good
fucking
movie.
Good. And it's real. They're real apes. It looks so fucking sick. It got me so hyped for Star Wars, but I know it's not Weta doing Star Wars and I'm worried.
Is the place Caesar owns this town?
Caesar owns this town.
What did fucking the first thing the first thing that Koba said, fucking...
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Human lies?
Human.
Human! Lies!
Lies!
So
lies!
Good. It was so good. I was... Oh, man.
The only thing I hated about that movie... Well, I shouldn't say hated, but... Koba, like, looks evil. And you already know he's going to turn.
Well, he got fucked up a lot in the first movie.
But
like,
you know he's going to be a bad... Like, he's going to fight Caesar. You know it the second you see him.
But he looks awesome.
He does look awesome.
Where'd you get your fucking Miller Lite hat?
It's Jess's hat. I stole it.
From a Miller Lite box?
No, it's
case?
It's a Brad Keselowski hat. It's a race hat. I took it from her because I like Miller Lite hats.
You don't know Brad Keselowski?
Hey, I'm getting a fucking hat, man. I'm getting a Bell hat.
Yeah.
That fucking Bell hat? Man. I got a Bell shirt. I swear to God, it's a belly shirt on me. It's a medium. It's up to my belly button.
Why?
My whole fucking penis... Hang out if I don't have pants on.
Listen, Chad, Dawn is the fucking it's the Dark Knight of ape movies. It's so fucking good, man.
Is it Dark Knight Apes?
It is the Dark Knight Apes. I mean, again, the humans are kind of idiots, but like in the first movie the humans were overly like Neanderthalic. Like the fucking kids were just like fucking stupid apes, like
yeah.
stupid monkeys.
Literally.
And I was just like, this is fucking horrible, but like everything is kind of validated in the sequel.
Yeah, didn't they have Draco Malfoy?
Yeah,
it was awful.
As the yeah,
he, like,
the gatekeeper.
Girls, yeah, he brings girls into there.
The
let's have some booze, man.
Stupid,
kick the fucking monkeys.
Yeah,
yeah, but honestly, it's
monkey
it's
knows
so
you.
Much. It's
monkey knows me.
It's so much better, man. This movie is awesome.
Dan, sign onto my Wi-Fi.
Anyway, I give...
what other movies have we talked about?
Godzilla and that.
Before I walked in. I've watched... I've seen Fury in it, like last week. And
Fury!
I saw Fury.
Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, is there anything in the movie that they didn't show in the trailer? Because it seems like they show the entire... Like, the trailer is a short story of everything that happened.
I heard it's very gory.
Yeah.
Fury is very gory. There's some fucking chunks in it. Like, good chunks. 5 out of 5 stars for the chunks, for sure. There's a couple cheesy lines that took away. No, I'm good.
Nick.
That took away from the whole experience. And you know, in Inglourious Bastards, the bar scene,
mm-hmm.
just the tension. There's kind of a scene comparable.
There's no scene comparable to that. Fucking...
Kind of. It's not as powerful because that I don't know. That scene was fucking awesome. But
the
it's sort of
awesome.
Like that.
It's so good.
It's just I don't know. Fury. I liked. I don't want to talk about it too much because it's still in the theaters and. People should see it.
But it's worthwhile.
It is worthwhile. I actually really enjoyed that movie. Except Brad Pitt is Aldo? Aldo? Was it?
Aldo Frey?
Whatever.
Storm?
Rain. Yeah. You know, the voice that he does? It's
yeah.
exact. Like, as soon as he starts talking, you're like, all right, he's
that character.
Have you seen the Brad Pitt Between Two Ferns interview?
Yeah, I did.
Amazing.
It was funny, but...
It's so good.
The internet went nuts for about 6 hours about
yeah,
it.
The internet went nuts. I haven't watched it yet.
It was good.
It's funny.
I know
funny.
The internet went crazy, but like, I mean, I saw it and I shared it. And I imagine another couple
the internet.
Billion.
Yeah.
You are the internet.
A billion people probably shared that thing.
But I just saw Nightcrawler. Like, literally, that's why I wasn't here.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. That guy can act, man. That movie is fucking awesome.
Is it better than Drive?
It. You know what? I was going to talk to you about it because it feels like Drive. Like, so
same,
much.
Same producers, I think.
Okay,
wait, Nightcrawler, the X-Men character?
No. He's...
He crawls the night.
He's
the
like,
first time I heard about this movie by today.
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal is like a very, very incredibly socially awkward guy. Very, very intelligent.
In the movie.
He's skinny. Like, he got skinnier for the role. He's just kind of like a nerd. He's got no money. you know right off the bat he's not an incredibly like kind or nice person, and he finds a way to make money, and what he's doing is he's going around with a camcorder and he's got a police scanner and he's just listening and he gets to know the codes, and when something some shit goes down, he goes and he freelance films it and then tries to sell it to like news stations.
That's cool.
For other things, yeah, and then like he kind of figures shit out. It feels a lot like Drive. Like it's got the same. It just feels like Drive.
Yeah, side note: the guy fucks people up in Drive, though.
Have you ever? Like, he kills have you ever people. Listened to those police scanners?
No.
There's a police scanner app. Like there's apps that
just do that.
Yeah, just tap into police scanners.
That'd be cool.
You can go into like out. Detroit, yeah. Chicago. I've fallen asleep a few nights listening to these things. It's really fucking cool.
I want to listen to it.
Huh.
Yeah, this dispatch movie, talking like, we got a 335 at
The standout thing of this movie is Jake Gyllenhaal's just his performance.
I'm a big Gyllenhaal fan. So is Chad.
I am as well. And Source Code. You'll love this movie. You'll love this movie because it's like Drive. You like Gyllenhaal. It's great acting.
Gyllenhaal's great, man.
Just the way it's filmed, everything's... Very
I'm into it.
Drivey. Yeah, it's good. You'll like it. I don't know if you'll like it. You'll probably be fucking boring.
Come on.
Is it I'm telling you,
it is slow.
Okay. Is it the Dark Knight
of slow? I love good slow movies.
I love good slow movies.
If it pays
Cerebral,
off.
Cerebral, like, thinkers.
Doesn't pay off that much.
Doesn't pay off.
Ouch.
The weakest point of the movie is the ending.
I sense it 2.5 stars.
See.
3.
For you. I liked it a lot. I'm giving it 4 out of 5 stars.
Holy shit.
I like it.
That's an 8.
It's an 8 out of 10.
Dan, why don't we reduce the Marvel news to only Captain America Civil War coming out May 6th.
The only thing I know about Civil War is it was like a whatever part miniseries in a comic, and
yeah.
It sounded sick. It was like they're half of the superheroes are fine with letting the public know their identities, and the other half are like, fuck that shit, absolutely not.
Well, what happens is like boom. There's like an abundance of superheroes and supervillains, and they're all hiding themselves. They're all vigilantes.
Yeah.
And I think in Civil War, there's like a reality TV show about superheroes, and they'll go out looking for supervillains, like just for TV, and like trying to antagonize the villains. And eventually it gets to a point where these villains blow up like a school bus full of kids, and the entire nation just flips. And it's like every single masked vigilante needs to get registered with the government and all this stuff, and like it turns into crazy thing where like good superheroes are afraid to share. Like Spider-Man's a big part of Civil War, which is weird because he probably won't be in this movie. No, but I guess like between Iron Man 3, Cap 2, and Avengers, they're really setting the groundwork for the fact that like there's going to be a divide.
How sad is it really, that Avengers is as popular as it is, and Hulk is getting so much like fame even amongst children, and the Spider-Man movies suck.
It's bad, and they're made by fucking Sony.
Spider-Man's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he is, and like there's a huge thing.
Spider-Man any good?
Spider-Man's one.
No, they're not that good.
They're not good.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is.
They're not even
fun,
tied
but...
in with the Avengers in any way. And Spider-Man is like, he's one of the household names for superheroes. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man.
It does go deep. Like there's rumors like. Marvel Comics trying to win back or like to earn back the Spider-Man franchise. But as long as Sony keeps making the movies, they have right over it.
Well, I know they're going to be making Spider-Man 3, and it's not till like 2017 or something.
Who knows what they're doing? Because like it's
that sucks.
Yeah, it's dwindling like the franchise. Like it's not becoming a viable franchise any longer.
If
so eventually it could
have done
go back
it right
to,
from the beginning, if they like, had the opportunity to,
yeah,
it would have been awesome.
I've seen. During Halloween yesterday, I've seen 3 Captain Americas, 2 Hulks, and see a Thor.
Thor's hard to do.
I've seen anyone. Thor's really easy. You can buy the fucking shit at Toys R Us.
Oh, the hammer?
Like the chest?
Yeah. Buy the suit, like, you want to be Captain America, bam.
That's awesome.
The thing is, like, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Did not want, like, he was kind of done.
Until
and they signed him up for 3 more movies. So Avengers 3 and Avengers 3 Part 2. And then this Cap 3. Which is like... this Civil War is an Iron Man and Captain America movie in one.
So it's good them...
It's definitely going to be Captain America against Iron Man. But like the idea that like one
like
of them
knew,
is the bad guy in this
they
movie...
They knew that was going to be coming. in Avengers.
Remember the arguments? Dude, everything they've done is so planned. Like, and like Marvel's. You compare it to DC and like how muddled their launch has been for the cinematic universe. But like DC is just Warner Brothers. They have Harry Potter. They have other franchises they're worried about. Marvel is only Marvel. And they're just thinking like ahead and ahead and ahead, like thinking like how are we going to fit all these in?
To the point where like I don't care about at all though. Like Black Panther, IGN's going nuts. But I've never even heard
of Black Panther. Black Panther anyway.
Yeah, but have faith in them and know that they're going to give life to that. Like if you don't know what that is,
sure. Like, well, Guardians of the Galaxy is a perfect example of that. Yeah. I didn't know what that was at all, and it came out, and I enjoyed it more than most of the actual Marvel movies.
Well, not to mention that Avengers now is 4 movies and not 3. That's cool. Like it's a two-parter, like which is the Infinity Gauntlet, which is huge in Marvel. Like they're literally blowing their load, and it's like what's going to happen after those movies? Nobody knows. But like,
well, they're gonna all new actors like 2020. And reboot.
2019, May 2019.
It's so far away.
It's just nuts what they're doing. Like essentially, Captain America could kick the bucket at the end of this movie.
That'd be sick. Die and recast them as someone else.
They're not going to recast
comic
them.
Comic series, that's the way the comics work, right? They revitalize them.
No,
and
but
they
in Marvel, it's not ever the same person. Like, so Steve Rogers, who's Captain America now, if he dies, there could be another Captain America, but it will no longer be Steve Rogers.
Yeah, Steve Rogers. That's what they do in the comics generally. They've done it with Green Lantern. Well, I mean, so many times.
Bucky is the guy who took over like in the comics, but who knows if they're going to like make the Winter Soldier thing happen. Yeah. But it seems like they are, but...
Do they not also just rewrite the stories?
Some comics do. Yeah. I mean...
And they'll carry that over, I think.
We'll see what happens, but Civil War is amazing.
I want to read the Civil War comics. It's only like 6 or 8 books or something.
That must be recent, right?
Last 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's only 5 years. Reality TV.
Yeah.
It's not a comic from the...
It's pretty new. No,
it's newer. It was like when Rob... was still hanging out with us near the end of Rob.
Civil War?
To give our listeners some
Civil War. Because remember Doug and Rob every week were like, did you get the new Civil War? I got one to read.
I got my click clacks. What are the fuck are they called?
Clickety clacks, yeah.
No,
Hero clicks.
Hero clicks.
Yeah.
Clickety clacks.
Don't go for it.
Clickety clang.
But I mean, it could be cool.
Why does Tim say his baby's coming every day?
What?
We got all these fucking Marvel movies mixed in with Star Wars, DC, like. Other X-Men movies that are coming out, like I'm gonna be spoiled, particularly in the next like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
just spoiled.
Yeah, you said
multiple movies a year
between Star Wars and Marvel movies. You're like
and DC.
You're set
and whatever else, like whatever other cool movies.
Interstellar
got a bad review.
Oh, I'm sure it's awesome.
Dude. It's probably gonna. It won't. I said it from the start. It's not gonna be as good as other movies.
It's not gonna be the Dark Knight of space travel movies for sure.
It can't be the Dark Knight of whatever.
That's the last time I make that joke. I apologize.
No, I'm serious. No. Like the Dark Knight of whatever genre, it can't exist. It's gonna be the Dark Knight of superhero movies. It's already been done. Dark Knight's been done.
I'm so scared for the DC slate. Like the shit that they're going up against, fucking Infinity
Gauntlet.
Because
Zack Snyder is.
They're going up against Infinity Gauntlet with fucking Aquaman. Like this is the biggest thing that's happened in Marvel Comics in a long time.
I don't know what that means. If the movie sucks, I'm not watching it.
Avengers 3 is what I'm talking about. But, like, they've got Shazam and the Cyborg going up against these movies. And then
Ultron looks dope.
Ultron does look...
Ultron looks fucking awesome.
Ultron looks
does he
fucking
have,
awesome.
Is he just, like, a broken-down Iron Man...
Is
it Soup?
So what?
Is it James Spader?
Yeah, it is James Spader. Yeah,
I love that guy's voice.
James Spader's
especially
really
strings Ultron. On me. Like
it's either
fucking...
James Spader or Kevin Spacey. They're it's both
Spader.
Fucking amazing.
It's Spader.
Is anyone getting COVID?
No, it's Spader.
I'm buying it.
How did he get into Iron Man?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was terrible.
I'm selling my Evil Within.
You bought Evil Within?
I bought Evil Within. Still in plastic.
Oh, there's a guy at work that's letting me borrow it. I actually have the other one that you have in my house right now.
Shadow Mordor. I see you playing it last night.
It's
sucks.
It's not that it sucks. There's no guidance. You start the game.
No
off,
guidance.
Like,
10 hours in, you start to understand what the game's called.
I have no idea. It's like this is how you do this attack. This is how you do this attack.
Go
ahead. I already forget how to interrogate people. So
yeah, you just gotta figure it out.
I'm like, I don't know. It throws you into a world, and it's like, go fight captains. I fight
I had
one.
No fucking.
Another
idea,
guy man. Runs up, and he's like way higher level than me. And he's like, I'll fuck your ass later. And then some guy comes up after, and it's like they say mean shit to you. And they'll fight like 3 or 4 at once, die, and then they're all more powerful. I'm like, okay, is happening.
The revenge. Like, yeah, there's no guns.
That's my only issue with it. I'm going to continue to try and play it.
Once you get good at it, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, hold on.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Well, wait a minute.
Let's finish movies before we get into games.
Finish movies. I have one more thing to say about Marvel Phase 3. Is the fact that Avengers Infinity War 1 is coming out... Infinity War. May 4th, 2018. And then in between those, there's two...
Why the fuck is... Why did they even announce that?
I don't know. Besides the point. But,
nerds go nuts.
So, it's within 3 years. I mean, it's close enough. I don't know. But... It's coming out in May 18 or May 2018.
May 18s?
But then there's two other movies before the second part of Marvel Infinity War or of Avengers Infinity War Part 2. Maybe so I wonder like if it's actually one movie split into two, or like are they going to have the first one and then have these two characters introduced and then bring those on for the second part?
I don't even know what Infinity War is.
Marvel's done, baby.
So it's, you know that the Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet thing, like It like he's everything that we've seen so far, the Tesseract and like the ship from Thor, like it's all adding up. Like Thanos is after these gems, and essentially they put him.
The Tesseract is like, one of them, right?
Yeah.
And then the Guardians of the Galaxy one is obviously another one.
So he harnesses the power of all of these things and becomes like this gauntlet? Entity that's just like wants to take over the universe. Like he's in love with death. He wants to end the universe. Like he wants to just go around.
Who? Ultron?
Thanos.
Who's Thanos?
Thanos is a bitch. It's Hellboy but purple.
Where's Thanos at?
In space.
Thanos is just this overseer who's kind of looking for... Who's been in the... He's been around. Like, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy briefly.
Do they call him the Collector? Or is that
no, it's a different guy.
Whoa, that's Mass Effect.
No, the Collector is in Guardians.
But Thanos is pretty powerful, and when he gets... He's going to be the bad guy in Avengers 3, Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay.
And he just wants to destroy everything, so... That's what they're leading up to. That's what everything has been leading up to.
Okay.
So, it's just weird that part one is coming out, and then there's two more Marvel movies, and then part two. So it's like, how important are those two Marvel movies going to be? Like, if they're just going to pick up where the Avengers movie left off and then wrap it up. I don't know.
It depends where they fit in the timeline.
It's amazing how, like, just the confidence they have, and like, everyone's going to be totally invested in this bullshit.
No,
until 2020.
Well, their movies keep getting more and more successful
as needed, right? They just have to have a plan. That's all.
These movies, like the in-between movies, suck ass.
They haven't peaked.
Come on,
actually, Captain America and Guardians were both amazing.
Exactly. I haven't seen Guardians, but Guardians was reviewed as really good.
Yeah, and Cap 2 was good.
Cap 2 sucked ass,
dude. Cap 2 was
major dicks.
I had low expectations in the sense that I thought it was going to suck because it's just a stupid Captain America movie. Cap 2 was awesome.
You guys are fucking nuts.
It's definitely better than the first one. I'll tell you that.
The first one's bad.
The first one's really bad.
The first ones are all bad. And Thor 2 is bad. Thor 2 is bad, too.
Thor 2 was horrible. I've seen that in IMAX.
Doug loved it.
Iron Man.
I liked
the movies.
There's a lot of people that don't know what to talk about. TJ, Doug. It's fucking crazy.
I'm not gaga over it, but it's... Yeah. Jesus.
But it's cool stuff. You want to go into games? Or any more movies?
I watched Neighbors and Let's Be Cops last night.
I don't know what Let's Be Cops is.
Has anybody seen any?
I'm a big fan of
both
cast.
You've seen Neighbors, right?
I've seen Neighbors.
Okay, so I'll start with Neighbors. What did you think of Neighbors?
Highly overrated.
Yes. Underwhelming is the one word I would sum it up.
Yeah, not as funny as the trailers made it out to be.
Mm-hmm. There was definitely a lot of laughs, some funny shit in there, but I felt like it was...
It's one of those movies that fell victim to the trailer. Showed way too much.
It didn't live up to the expectation.
No.
So,
I hate that. All the jokes are told in the trailer.
Pretty much.
You're just like, oh, everyone still loses their minds.
There was still funny stuff in there.
Yeah, like in the trailer for, like, trailer 1, 2, 3, up until the one that came out right before the movie aired, that airbag scene, you've seen
it. Yeah.
People still laughed in the theater, like, really hard. And it's like, I'm not going to laugh at that. I've seen it literally more times than I can count. It's annoying. Stop it. Yeah, the movie sucked. I would give that, like, a 2. I didn't like it.
Yeah? I think Emily was like, that movie wasn't very good. I give it higher than that. I give it, like, a 3.5. It was okay. I guess I had high expectations. I thought it was, like, a laugh riot, like, through and through, just really funny. It kind of
I don't think that's even possible anymore.
I don't know. Maybe you're
Judd
right.
Apatow and those all that fucking gang, they all do the same comedy movies.
Yeah, and they were funny. They were back in the day when we had seen it for the first time.
You've seen Superbad, you've seen 40-Year-Old Virgin, and then it was
those
just...
Those are good movies.
Peaked.
And then shit.
It's slowly dropping, and that was just like... Somebody else needs to come in and start making new
comedy.
There's
another one where...
The comedy has to evolve to something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing that one where they're going to assassinate Kim Jong-un or whatever, whoever it is.
Yeah. Kim Jong-il or...
Was it... I don't even know which one it was.
The North Korea.
Yeah. Dude. It looks stupid.
What is that?
It looks stupid.
I don't, what are you talking about? I don't know.
There's a movie where Seth Rogen...
Okay, yeah.
And James Franco are like... people who interview actors and they have like some show, and then I guess Kim Jong-il or whoever it is.
Kim Jong-un?
Is it Un?
It's Un right now.
Yeah. I don't know who it is in the movie, but he's a fan of the show and he wants him to interview him. But the CIA contacts him. contacts him and says they like take him out. And it's not going to be funny. At all.
Seth Rogen cast as Steve Wozniak in
Steve Jobs movie.
This is the third attempt at a Steve Jobs? Yeah.
Second.
Maybe fourth.
Second that actually was serious.
Ashton Kutcher failed.
That was horrible.
I am Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs is me. Terrible. I swear to God, that's probably how the movie opened. I will never watch it, but
I am Steve Jobs.
His alarm clock goes off.
Let's be cops.
Let's talk about
Let's
Be Cops.
Is it funny?
What is Let's Be Cops?
It's pretty funny.
Is it the times. Black?
What's the guy's name? Jake Johnson or something like that? Or
Jake Johnson.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
That's like a great.
You said Jake Johnson. Jake.
You're right, that is his name. Emily looked it up or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it the Blacks? Tracy Morgan?
The Waynes? the one Waynes kid? And then the frowny guy from New Girl and
Jake Johnson.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Jake.
He's good, but it's the same thing, right? I had like high expectations going in, liking both those two guys. And then it was like, again, funny moments. Probably didn't live up to what I wanted, having somewhat of a high expectation. But yeah. I mean, you'll enjoy it because you like those characters. Like they play the same dudes, right? First of all, Jake Johnson or whatever his name is, he can't only play that character.
It is Jake Johnson.
There you go.
Who the fuck is Jake Johnson?
Who the fuck is Jake Johnson? He's hilarious.
Okay. He will only ever play the same character.
That
with
guy's
different
hilarious.
Names.
He's fucking funny, man.
I got the phrase.
Jake Johnson. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, not that guy.
He's hilarious.
He's funny.
I thought it was Johnson.
He looks like Luciano.
He's so good in fucking...
Do you want to watch The End of Boardwalk?
I watched The End of Boardwalk, but these idiots didn't.
All right, so that's it for movies.
I'm going to say...
Come on, Johnson. Tell me what Johnson's
about. One name and ruin that show for you.
Don't.
One name.
Don't say it.
Don't say it until we get to the TV segment.
Jake Johnson.
Don't
say
it.
Can we save this, please?
Yeah.
Jake?
All right, so what are we jumping into, though?
TV is next.
TV!
I'm not talking about Boardwalk. Why?
I don't want to spoil either.
I wanted to sell you two on a show, and Dan's going to help me.
All right. Hold on.
Coming back!
I'm a scat man! I'm a scat man!
This is my favorite thing ever. Do you hate that?
No, I'm okay with it. I'll make my peace with it.
Hey, what?
The Doctor Who?
The photo in general, I had to...
It's just so fucking... So perfect.
You look hammered.
Dude, I was hammered. I was trying so hard to keep my eyes open. Like, that's why I was sweating.
We were on a fucking roof for that thing.
Yeah.
Doctor Who?
You want to see 4K?
Hold on, we gotta
finish games. Forego the podcast.
We gotta finish games, get it over with, then we can party.
Come on, Nate.
Okay.
Games.
10 minutes of TV or less, maybe 5.
Oh, jeez. Okay, five. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so.
TV!
TV!
He's using you to push off.
TV?
Come on, buddy.
Gimli's joined us on this episode.
Sell me on TV. What do you want to say?
All I want to mention. Have you heard of the show called The Inbetweeners?
Yes.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
It's good.
Dan mentioned it before, and I said, yeah, I've seen part of that. I watched the first... There's like three seasons of television called...
They're short.
Yeah, they're six episodes long.
I just remember at IFTV as well.
Oh, there you go.
Kinda.
All right, well, wait your turn. Anyways, I watched the first half, which is like a season and a half. Really liked it. Picked up, watched the last half of it, and I love it even more. I want to go back and rewatch the whole thing.
How many seasons are there so far?
There's three, and it's done. And 18 episodes total.
Nice.
Yep.
Then canceled.
Oh, that done.
Then a movie came out.
And now there's a second movie.
Damn it, he's caught up. A movie just came out in August. I can't even torrent it yet. It's probably in theaters in Britain or whatever.
Cool.
So,
I'm in.
I like that they're...
I'll share that with you guys.
To date, they're still invested. Like, there's people who follow these people, these characters.
Same actors in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, the fact
it's that... just three kids, four kids.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty funny.
I'm into it.
To sell the show to people who haven't heard about it yet. I've been doing a lot of that tonight.
Today, TJ.
High school kids just trying to get laid and...
Yeah, they're not losers, but they're not popular. They're in-betweeners.
They're in-betweeners.
Got it. Get it? Okay, all right. I'm picking up on it now.
It's raunchy British humor at its best, in my opinion. So, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, swearing and stuff.
Oh, tons of raunchy sexual references, so...
I'm going home to watch episode one tonight.
And a lot of awkward humor.
Yeah.
Emily hates that. She every time I put it on, she cringes. So, anywho. What do you got for TV?
Fargo.
Yes.
Is it as good as you guys say?
I'm only four episodes in. And the entire...
Is it on demand?
No, it just finished on FX. It's fairly new still. I mean,
will be on demand then?
I don't know.
FX, I have FX on demand.
Well, it probably will be if FX on demand then.
If we.
But, I mean, I downloaded season one. If you want me to share it, I will. But constantly comparing the first episode with the movie, which was a bad idea. I was kind of upset. Not upset, but like, you said the TV show's better. My brother agrees.
Mm-hmm.
But the first episode, I'm like, they did this much better in the movie. Like, every kind of, like, everything that I could find that I could relate to the movie, I was thinking, you know what, this is not as good as the movie. And by nature, the movie is going to be better because there's so much more tension. Like, you can start to... You can lose these characters, like, within an hour. You know, like... It's a finite experience where there is going to be an ending very abruptly. Right. And the show, I mean, the movie might be 2 hours. The premiere is an hour and a half. So it's like they're really stretching things out in the show. And I'm not afraid to lose people so early on. I mean, it does a little bit of that. But main characters, like you... I know I'm not afraid to lose any of those characters.
But I never was with the Fargo movie, though, like... Well, you're right, by an hour and a half.
Okay, well, for instance, the cop who's investigating the scene, like, is... The cop in the show has the pregnant wife, but the cop in the movie is the pregnant wife. And that elevated the tension, like, when she was going into dangerous situations. You know, like, and obviously it's got fucking better production value, it's got better actors,
mm-hmm.
Like, super likable and, like, thought out, like, the whole Minnesota Nice thing. Like, they tapped into it really, really well in the movie, and it feels like the show was kind of... piggybacking on that. But...
It was paying homage.
Yeah. But then the first episode ends and you're like... when the first episode's over, you're like, this has nothing to do with the movie at this point.
Yeah.
And then you go into episode two and three and the Billy Bob character is amazing. Martin Freeman is amazing. So it's just like... when I hadn't seen the show, I was constantly comparing it. Like, oh, how does it compare to the movie? And you're saying it's better. And that's that's really all the feedback I got from you. But it's like you almost can't compare the two. It's as if they both happened in or around Fargo, but in completely different times of, like, one is, say, one's 2006 and one was like 96. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
As if they happened at different times. That, like, the only connection really is the fact that they both take place in the same city.
Yes, and they're that city has, like, Minnesotans have like a culture all their own.
Yeah,
in the United
right.
States. And it's part of that culture, and that's part of the vibe.
Well, and even in the show, they go beyond Fargo.
They do, yeah, Fargo.
Which is cool. And it's like you're chasing Billy Bob Thornton's character around, like, the wake that he leaves in his path. You know, like, he's just
a drifter going... he's an assassin, but...
Yeah, but he leaves his footprint behind, is what I'm trying to say. And, like, and they follow that footprint. That's the whole case, is keeping track of his actions. So, I mean, I like it a lot. Martin Freeman is amazing.
Yeah.
At first I was getting
Does he have a different accent?
The accent.
Well, the whole thing, like, the accent's great, but I was picking up a little bit on Irish and not Minnesota. But, like, again, like, you fall into it, but...
I wanted to...
Because I know his Bilbo accent, you know? Like, because I know, like, his Irish-English accent, you know? I was getting hints of that. But, I mean, obviously, it's not... It's Minnesota. It's a little bit Minnesota. Shut up, Gim, you
get the
pooch.
Fuck over here.
By the way, the way I watched
it... All right, locked away.
Never seen Fargo, the movie. Watched episode one of the television series. Went back, watched the movie, and said, wow, that's... I can see how the vibe of the show got its vibe. Like, it's
yeah,
very much the movie. And then I still had the expectation of what the show was going to continue to be.
Well, you know what? Like,
being longer and stretched out.
The only time the show has a chance to flex the whole Minnesota thing is with the Hess kids. Like, yeah, Dad, you know, like, they're weird and corny. But, like, the movie had non-actors in, like, as people from Minnesota. So, like, it was actually legitimately a Minnesota accent. You know what I mean? Like, it was genuine. And the show, I feel like it could very well be filmed in fucking Ohio, you know, or anything like that, like wherever, you know. It seemed more like, genuine is the right word. The movie seemed more, I don't know, just polished.
Okay.
And the show excels in other areas, but I'm just saying it's not even safe to compare them.
Yeah,
they're
so
two completely different things.
Yeah,
so.
Remove that comparison and just rate the show or.
So far, so good. I mean, I'm excited to get to the end of the season. I haven't really seen too much yet. I don't know what's going to happen when they... I mean, they can't be following around these breadcrumbs forever. So, I mean, where's the future of the show lie? Who knows? Like, I know they're... Are they talking about season two?
No idea.
Yeah, so I'm excited to get to the end of it.
You're enjoying it so far. That's...
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be the show that I'm watching for the next couple of... Like, for the next week, I guess.
So,
yeah, it's good. Like, it's good for a TV show. It's definitely, like, farther than I've seen any TV show go in a long time. As far as, like, the vulgarity or the
content.
Yeah, it's gruesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Martin Freeman's amazing. He's,
I like gruesome.
Martin Freeman and Billy Bob Thornton, they're so entertaining to watch.
Awesome in that show.
And, like, they're characters that you can grab onto.
For me to watch it.
Yeah, they're entertaining characters.
I'm going to give it a shot. I got nothing else to watch except for Walking Dead, and it's... Once a week. I've never watched Walking Dead like this. It sucks. It's hard.
It is. I feel like it's a show. It's better to watch binging, but I can't pass up the opportunity to watch an hour of Walking Dead every night or every week.
Every week, every Sunday night.
You know?
Billy Bob was on Big Bang this week, by the way.
He's so awesome, but I mean,
he was cool on Big Bang.
Do you guys have any other shows to talk about?
Sunset Overdrive is a good show.
What?
Walking Dead, sick, and Boardwalk.
Yum!
Boardwalk is good, Dan.
The new show called Yum! Last season.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more after these two idiots have caught up.
Catch up.
All right.
I mean, like...
You watch Fargo and I'll watch Boardwalk.
You need to get some type of closure with that show. Don't just ever... Like, don't just give up on it.
No. I'm fully committed to watching it.
Okay.
I thought... A year ago, by this point, I would have finished caught up to the season.
Yeah.
Well, I let two seasons pass. I got two seasons to watch, but I will watch it, absolutely.
I would love to talk to you about this off the air, Dan.
Yeah.
I will crush Boardwalk. When I start it, it'll just be done in a week or two.
It's probably the better watch. It's probably the better way to watch it, is all at once.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's hard.
Because you won't... It's like you won't have the chance to catch up. You know, you're constantly being, like, driven by the show.
And the show moves fairly quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And by fairly, I mean very.
Games?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, Elizabeth, you know it's all about you.
When you took me to Paris, you turned kind of blue. There's no way I could do it. Great! Sunset Overdrive, tell me about it. Don't fucking wait any longer. I can't take it anymore. It's bad.
It's not bad.
Dan hates it.
Dan. Dan doesn't even know.
I've watched multiple reviews and then based on that. What I
have
see,
you played it?
No.
Okay.
I haven't played anything. Except for
first of all,
shit.
The reviews are gonna oversell it. It is a great game. It's a lot of fun. It's really easy to just pick up and play. And I would definitely recommend it if you have an Xbox. But, like, what was it, 9.5? Or what did you say it was on IGN?
9. I think.
A 9's pushing it. Anyways, what did I have written down here? It's getting late, so I had to make notes. Okay, you know, you watch the videos and look like it was really slow.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be. Like, you're doing, like, Tim compared it to Tony Hawk. Where you're like,
I've heard other creating, people compare that.
Yeah, because you're creating tons of change, just like grinding on stuff. You can be barefoot if you want to, you're grinding on stuff, which is really weird. But it's just, it's meant to be fun and it's stupid and silly. But you're also shooting things while you're grinding and bouncing off things. So, like, the coordination that's required to keep your combo going while shooting things.
Do you have balance? Like, do you have to control your balance
not at all,
too?
Not at all.
As long as you land on the rail, you're good to go.
Yeah, like,
it's like rail to rail, you bounce off cars. Any
it's
object
mostly
you
hitting
generate,
X,
bounce
too.
Off.
So, like, you can almost spam the X key, hoping, like, please land on a rail or on a thing I can bounce off of. But, which sounds dumb, like it's dumbed down, but because you're shooting things and turning and you can speed up and slow down, you can speed up by hitting a button or you can slow down by left trigger, which kind of, like, zooms in for your aim. It's still a lot to coordinate, in my opinion, and it's just, it's a lot of fun in that regard.
I was honestly going to buy it today, just because I wanted something to play. It was not at Best Buy.
When the hordes come in...
Sold out?
It's like what's that game?
Crackdown.
Dead Rising. Oh. I never played Crackdown. Probably like Crackdown, yeah.
That's what turned me off. How much it looked like
Dead Rising.
Yeah, you get crazy over-the-top weapons that are like crafted from many different things, like Dead Rising, which is a lot of fun just to shoot hordes with, but you're also doing chains and sequencing, and there's the game just makes fun of itself, and games in general. Yeah. I mean, you saw that trailer at E3 where it's like, oh, a cover mechanic, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, where it's just totally self-aware.
But are the cover mechanics good?
There are
no cover mechanics. In fact, what they've done in the game is, if you walk around on foot, it's really slow and clunky, because they say if you're not moving, you're dead. So it's all about continuing to grind or slide or hang off of rails and stuff you shoot things. So it's meant to be like just chaos.
And while you're doing
this, exactly
you're,
what
you're changing your guns on the fly too.
That's cool.
And it's real fast. It's just like click, click, and you're there.
Yeah.
But what reason do you have to change your guns?
Different enemy types.
You have a limited amount of ammo that you can carry. Yeah, and different weapons work better against different people.
I feel like different enemy types, probably. Could be. Yes.
Never played it. I'm talking
like
played it.
I'm not switching from sniper to shotguns. Like based on what line I'm grinding, like, is there going to be enemies jumping at me? Like, or am I picking them off from a distance? Like, what do you mean switching guns? Is it like...
There's a gun.
Blue guns will kill this enemy.
No,
red
like
guns
a,
will kill this enemy.
No, they're just different.
Press triangle, or YY, and you get to the grenade.
You hold left bumper, and when you do, a wheel comes up, and you choose a direction. Right now, I have 4 weapons, so it's up, right, down, and left. And it's like I click and hit the toggle at the same time, and it switches like that. Because it's meant to be fast paced. So
cool, man.
And one's a grenade launcher. One's like it's good for people versus like the mutants.
Okay.
And then there's like a shotgun that blows up mutants, and then there's
different enemy types, probably.
Yeah. It's basically it's just that. They literally have 4 different enemy types and they have like a star rating. Each gun
probably,
has a it does 5 out of 5 stars damage and
yeah.
Cool. Some of the other cool shit is like there's just a ton of upgrades. Like I don't even fully understand the system yet. There's all these like they call them amps. You can have amps for weapons, for your character. They have these epic amps, which I don't even know what they do. Like it's there's tons of stuff. There's tons of collectibles. You can change your character at any time, which is actually a surprisingly cool aspect of the game, where you can just change to be a chick if you want to, or like a big dude or a small dude. You can change your
same character but different model.
Yeah.
Huh.
You can like you know don't worry about like you're locked in. You've chosen this haircut with this hair color. You
it's
know?
Always customizable.
Yeah. You unlock cool. You actually unlock like outfits and stuff.
It's awesome.
And I don't know. Usually unlocking outfits is fine, but like it's actually fun to just switch around in the game. So, like, I started as a dude, and I'm talking as a dude, and then I switched to, like, a chick, and she just continues the story. And it's just fun. Because it's about creating a character and having really, like, punk-styled, like, outfits and weird hats and accessories. And so, all in all, it is a great game. And, it, like I said, it's just really fun and easy to pick up and play. So,
Dan, are you going to play Smash Brothers?
When's it come out?
Soon.
Maybe.
Soon?
If we all dive, you diving?
Yeah, yeah. If everyone's got one, I have no choice, right?
I
have to be better than you when it comes
bring
to
a game.
Says the guy who was ready to sell his Wii U when Mario Kart came out.
Hey!
No, it's still shit. I still haven't played anything.
How does it work to hook up a GameCube controller to the Wii U?
You have to buy the copy of Smash Bros. That comes with the GameCube controller. And then if we want to bring our game
plug control, into the Wii U
with an adapter, and with our if like
just the adapter
supports four.
Four.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll all I'll bring my GameCube controller to your house and we'll fucking rate.
I found I bought a Wii
GameCube controllers are going back on store shelves.
That's awesome. It's so stupid.
It's so fucking stupid.
It is really fucking stupid.
Ah!
But
I don't get it.
What happened to the Pro Controller?
Yeah. I don't know. The Pro Controller.
Put it on the fucking Pro Controller. Drop the Pro Controller price. And put that on there.
Who knows with these fucking wild cards.
You know what?
We're doing.
We make the worst controller.
Well, it's a game controller. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, but we make the worst controller here. We made a worse one than what we did 5 years ago. Let's put that one out.
Has anyone played anything else?
I talked to you about this already.
I played tons of
Evil Within.
Yeah, you didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Destiny.
I bought it, never opened it.
Destiny, I think I can honestly say I'm putting it away.
Zur came around this weekend, and I was uninterested in what he was selling. And
he's
to me,
nothing.
That was the nail in the coffin.
He's got nothing. I'm not even kidding. I've got all but maybe 3 or 4 exotic guns. I swear to God, I have all exotic gear for every character. Mm-hmm. All
sucks.
Of them.
All characters.
Yeah, I have a Titan, a Warlock, and a Hunter that are
Holy
all 29.
Fuck, dude.
Games like
with raid gear for each
doing?
Of them.
Games like Destiny That's make nuts. Games like Skyrim better. Like the fact that Destiny exists as it does makes Skyrim a better game.
I can't do dailies anymore. I just there's no reward.
I would never even think to do the same thing twice in Skyrim after hundreds of hours.
Why are they doing that? Why are
they
making it like
I don't
there's
know.
A new raid coming out December 9th. Why not like the game's already out.
Here's the thing though.
Everybody's playing it.
Cool. Am I going to be playing that same
one...
raid over and over again week by week until fucking February?
Yeah.
Hold on though.
Maybe March.
We continue to be Dan and I and Fano as well at the utmost edge of like no one's there's very few people who've played more than us. Right?
How many 30s are there? 4%? 10%?
Yeah,
it's
exactly. 4%
players?
It's getting higher now as time goes on because people know how to cheat the bosses and they just do
Not to mention, we weren't even supposed to get that far originally because of this whole farming fucking glitch.
Right.
Like, people were not... We're still not supposed to be there.
Right, so their release schedule is fine. Dan and I happen to have to put it down for a month because we've gone too far.
Yeah.
And then the question is, will we pick it up again?
Okay,
I'm
kind of with you on that. But,
yeah.
I mean, even if, like, getting to the point where I'm a 28 is still little micro versions of what you guys are going through right now. I've got to go on there and hit the strike fucking playlist every day and hope that I will progress.
Well,
there's nothing, there's no, like, side mission or, like,
man.
What
way
you
that,
should
like,
be doing, you
I was okay
doing.
With that,
you know what?
I never got bored
Destiny
with that.
Is going to be crouch only. Like, if that's how I need to progress that game, I like playing it so much, like, if I need to start over and start at ground zero with fucking crouch, and, like, that's all the game's going to be for me, I'm fine with that, but, like, I need a reason to play it.
Crucible is pointless for me. You get no reward.
Hold on.
What?
At Joe's level, he still has progress to make. He can replay the same thing and have fun knowing that he's collecting bounties or got an exotic bounty.
Like,
he's going
to
eventually
get
better
gear. I
want to
know that if there's a thing that I need to get, like, I don't know. It's just weird. It's not really panning out for me.
This is the MMO aspect that you're not appreciating, where you play the same thing in order to gear grind to get, you know what I mean? To feel
I've watched week after week after week everyone else get gear while I get shit on and I don't get it.
We talked about that
earlier. While I lead in everything. And that's why I get really mad when I play the game. I not only flipped out on you guys, I flipped out on the other guys that I play with that I don't even know. I rage quit. I was like, you guys are fucking shit. I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore.
Justin rage quit. That's a bastard.
And I haven't played since.
Who rage? Justin.
A guy that we play with.
Oh.
Yeah, he quit the night before. And that pissed me off. You get to the last boss and you quit? Fuck you. Grind it out. Learn. Get better.
Yeah, it's like the end of the night. We just wanted to finish it, and he left us.
And then the next night, the same thing happened again.
He left us.
We got the same part, and another guy quit. And I was like, you guys are fucking retarded. Because most of them got all the gear they need. They're all 30s. Mm-hmm. So I just hear them typing on their keyboards and, like, not paying attention. And I'm like, well, you guys are fucking assholes. I helped you for over a month get everything that you needed. And now that you got the gear you need, you're not helping me because you're just half-assing it and wiping over and over and over again on shit that's easy. It made me so mad.
It's too bad.
too much requirement for other people to get high level stuff.
Yeah, you need
unless you have a trustworthy group, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it can't work.
I'll just say this. Remember that night I played with Remsen for the first time?
Exotic.
I had beat the raid and I played with him for 4 hours for nothing while these dumbasses fucking toiled away. Because I know what it takes to. You gotta be a team player.
The one thing that's gonna turn me back into it maybe a little bit, at least for maybe a week or so.
32? New raid.
No. The next time Iron Banner comes, you can get. They have a different gear set that's coming out. That allows you to put more light on it, and you'll be able to get to level 30 using PvP stuff as well. So it's not only rewarding PvE players now, it's going to also reward PvP players. Because there's also, like, there's a lot of people who just play PvP.
What's really PvE bad stand they for? Didn't do that to begin with.
I know.
Hmm? What does PvE stand for?
Player versus everything?
Enemy?
Maybe.
It's computer.
Yeah.
Player versus war.
Here's the thing, though. If you're a PvP player, why do you need to be level 30? You don't?
For Iron Banner.
For okay, fine.
Because PvP players come in.
You're right.
Their PvE players come in with level 30, and then the guys who don't do that.
Did you hear a couple weeks ago when Chad debunked Iron Banner?
You wait?
You didn't debunk. You reported on someone else debunking it.
I reported on somebody else debunking it.
What does that mean?
A guy who was a level 3 went into Iron Banner.
Whoa, he was 4 2 weeks ago. He was level 4. Because there's a big difference.
Fun game sucks, guys.
And he was winning?
We're getting Far Cry Destroyed, 4, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, Far Cry.
Smash Bros.
Far Cry's in like 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
November 17th?
COD 14th. Comes out Tuesday.
Yeah. COD.
Which I am buying.
Have you seen the...
I'm taking back my stupid unopened Evil Within.
Don't... I can't believe you... You haven't played Evil Within yet, right?
And
you
were I'm going to borrow TJ.
Evil Within looks like a PS1 game.
Yeah, you can borrow TJ.
I'm fine with it. Dude, you know what? I announced so my...
Bad.
It was really bad.
Hey, man, Chad, how you doing? The medals are just...
I announced my top 20 most anticipated games, and I will play all 20 of those.
You won't play it.
Are you kidding me?
Didn't you already skip one?
I mean, you'll play it. You skipped like six.
I have not skipped a single one of my most anticipated games
yet. We need to go back and listen.
Tell me about them.
I'll go back right now. I will go back tonight.
Okay.
Evil Within is one. Yep. Binding of Isaac is another. You know what? I'm excited to go back and listen. And
The Witness, man. Never
coming out. The Wit?
It's not coming out, ever. Indie game, the movie, and now says...
Actually...
Christmas 2012, The Witness is coming out.
There's that PlayStation Experience thing that's happening in either November or December. It's just Sony's showing off all their games.
I'm sure it'll be
great. Jonathan Blow said that The Witness is going to be at it.
Have you guys seen SharePlay?
I've seen it! No.
You told me about it.
It's fucking cool.
Does it work?
Yeah. It works really well.
What do you
do? Okay, so... someone will start a share play, like a guy, this John guy that's on my friends list started it. He's like, what game do you not have that I have? And MLB was the one. So he starts MLB. I join his share play. I'm now just watching his screen. He gives me access to Player 2 controller. And it's just, I'm playing on his console.
That's fucking
on my TV. So we were playing split screen baseball on his screen. So when he was pitching, I was batting, and then it switched.
That's amazing.
It works flawlessly.
It didn't. There's
no
lag,
hiccups. No lag. No nothing.
When they were selling me the PS4,
wow.
They were saying like, I'm gonna just like be able to turn on my PS4. I'll see what games Dan's playing, what games fucking TJ's playing, what games Chad's playing, and like look at their screen. Just watch what they're playing.
You can
like,
do that
within a click or whatever. Like hit down, and I'm in your game.
Yeah.
And then hit fucking X, and I'm just playing with you.
Even if you don't aren't able to play, you can just watch my screen, which is cool.
Yeah, which is awesome. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Put Peggle on.
I don't know what else. TJ, did TJ want to talk about anything else? We gotta wait for him to come back. But I think we're capping this one out.
Don't Zen pinball.
So listen, guys, you can. You can find us on allrangemode.com. TJ, we're signing off, right?
Wrap it up. Yeah,
wrap it up.
You can find us on allrangemode.com. Also, other areas of the internet. TJ, you got one for us.
Facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast.
Dan's got one.
Twitter. Arm Podcast.
Gets the easy one.
And Chad's got one.
Allrangemode.ca.
Nay.
5 stars, iTunes. Hit us up if you like us.
You like us.
If you don't, then you're probably too lazy anyways.
I know you like me.
Oh.
That's not pretty good.
You cookie little freaks.
Out.